Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. So glad you can be with us throughout this off season. You guys are incredible. The numbers that we've received the last few months, oh my goodness, you keep us going. And the season is coming upon us, and so excited to bring you more and more contact as training camp comes along and as we make our way into the season. Special guest today, and you know, this is an interesting one. Started this podcast to grow the great game of hockey. And one of the things that I've loved about you, the Stars fan, is that you've shown your love of hockey by selling out the lower bowl, for instance, by packing Stars, by making it really loud in the arena, to the point where other teams are now coming in and saying that it can be a tough place to play at times. Well, that led me to this interview, and I've known Nick Morok for a long time, and you might know him as the Bang Guy. And I wanted to go through Nick's story, and Nick is kind of a heat lamp and kind of a polarizing character, and we're going to talk about how the Bang Guy concept all came together. Get right up on that microphone.
Polarizing, to say the least.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank
how are you?
Thank you so much. I'm very excited. I don't know why you started at the top. Interviewing me, but it's okay.
Well, because I think a lot of people want to know the Bang Guy story, and if they don't and they just say, hey, this isn't the podcast for me, that's fine. But I like stories that have to do with Stars. For example, if Victory Green was available for an interview and actually talked, I would interview Victory Green.
I would too.
I mean, I did Jeff Kay last summer, and it was a tremendous interview, and just the aspect of how do you get the names down? Do you coordinate? There were just little nuances. So there isn't a game that goes by that people don't see you in the crowd. So let's go back. How long have you been a season ticket holder of the Stars?
We have been season ticket holders since day one, in the same seats since 93.
Okay.
We've had those seats. We found out about hockey through football. It was football on ice, and my dad didn't want me playing football, so he migrated me towards the idea of playing hockey, and somehow came upon these seats in the very beginning, and we haven't let go of them since.
Okay, and then the banging on the glass. Let's go back before we move forward, you became like this polarizing character. Mm-hmm. You sit behind the net, and many new Stars fans won't know that you didn't always have the bang sign. In fact, you would bang on the glass. What was that, just a natural thing where you just said, hey, I'm going to bang on the glass?
No, it's a part of my passion for the game and for the team. I wanted to be a part of the game in any way I could. And if the beer helped a lot throughout the years, I'll tell you that much. Double fisting the beers. But I was more of a passion for the game and for the team, and why I was banging on the glass and see if there's some sort of way that I could help them out. And maybe it got too far with banging on the glass. I did render the camera above me useless for 4 years.
That's why they approached you. And how did that go about? Did the Stars contact you, or did the TV contact you?
So Fox Sports reached out to me, and every year they'd reach out to me, and it's one of those, they come over and talk to me, because they know that I'm an approachable person. And it was always, hey, can you pipe it down a little bit? You know, try and do this a little bit, maybe do it this way or do it this way. And they would come and ask me every year. And finally, they were fed up with it. They came up and brought me in and created a montage of my banging on the glass one season. I wish I had that tape. I really do, because
now when it was a montage, was it the
montage of me banging on the glass?
Okay, and rendering, but not the camera angle and what it did.
It was just me banging on the glass and rendering the camera useless.
Okay,
and such. It was actually really funny, but it showed, you know, the type of banging on the glass. And I wouldn't bang on the glass if the play wasn't. In my end, I wouldn't do that. It's only if it's in my board. That's it. That's how I can change it.
I mean, banging out of the glass is not out of the ordinary in hockey, by the way.
No, it's not. But I'm a passionate fan, and I wanted to, you know, show that. And there's nothing wrong with being a passionate fan. The problem with screaming is you're cheering and screaming. The problem with me is I'm screaming into the glass and it's reverberating back to the people behind me.
Got it.
So Jim Light reached out to me. It was in 2012, I believe. It was my last year at DBU. And Jim Light reached out to me and he gave me the rundown. He said, "Nick, you know, you're going to have to stop banging the glass as hard as you can. You got to stop that shit. And we're going to start the process of, you know, asking you to warning, then kick you out for a game, then suspend you, and then finally revoke the seats." And that's when I was like, well, I mean, I want to be a part of the game, so how do I do that in a way that's, you know, productive for me to stay on the glass and not bang on it? Plus, the idea of making sure my hands are tied up, holding a sign, just came to my head. And then the idea, the name, the phrase "bang," came to mind, and instantly I got it. You know, this little paper board thing, and wrote "bang" on it, and it helped me.
Right. Well, I mean, you didn't go down easy though, because if memory serves me right, when this happened, it kind of caused a little bit of a stir media wise. It was being talked about, but then didn't you? I believe you flew to Arizona.
Oh my God!
And you were on the glass. For, I think that was the next Stars game. You were on the glass against Stars Coyotes. I believe that was the case.
Oh God.
Isn't that scary that I know Nick Morok better than you know Nick Morok?
I went to Arizona State.
Okay.
I went to Arizona State, but not during the bang years. The Arizona State years was 2003 to 2008. And I had three or four people come with. I bought all the seats always. Because I was a part of the transition from America West, whatever it is now, America West, to the Gila River.
Yeah.
And the main problem with the Coyotes was that it was an hour and a half away in Glendale.
We've been chirping for that for years.
An hour and a half
has
away
nothing
from
to
Glendale.
Do with the fan base.
People, yeah, it has nothing to do with the fan base.
I mean, it's the equivalent here, Nick, of what? Put it
in Frisco.
McKinney, Frisco. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you put that arena in Arlington, there will be nobody going to the games. Nobody will go to the games. You put it in McKinney, Frisco, nobody will go to the games. You have to put the arena in the downtown area, and people, I heard all of the excuses in the world, the ownership, everything. I mean, I heard it all.
Yeah.
And I came to the conclusion that it was geographically pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So I had to buy three seats for my friends to, first off, me getting drunk and getting driven home, the DD driver getting drunk and, you know, accidentally getting drunk and having to get driven home. And then the third guy seeing the second and the first guy getting drunk. He had to stay sober. So it was a
yeah, there's a pattern.
It was a comedy of errors.
So you come up with the bang concept, and
I come up with the bang concept because it kept
your hands.
It kept my hands from banging on the glass. It really does. Even though it might not look like it or sound like it now, it really is because my hands are free and I could, you know, banging with two hands is a lot worse than kind of slapping it with one.
So when you go to the arena, what is the reaction from Stars fans? Because I see it mixed on social media. You know, like I said at the beginning of this podcast, there will be people that listen to this that are saying, why are you having him on? But I think the reality is you're a character. And I think that every city for sports teams has various characters, and you've turned yourself into
the Dallas
good or
Stars
bad. Player. Yeah, you're the Dallas Stars bang guy.
I'm the leader, the fan leader of the Dallas Stars. I'm like, right. All I am is just a fan.
You're a fan. So you're like, publicity wise, there is something there. I mean, you got to admit, there's, you know, you enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I have seen you. You are a true fan.
I am. I'm a fan through and through. And people who are at the games are very kind and kind to me. They say hello. And they know that I'm a fan. And the problem is that the people that haven't met me think I'm a jerk. Okay. And you know, inconsiderate, womanizing jerk. That's it, plain and simple. And, you know, it couldn't be any further from the truth.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. Wait till you meet me, then all of a sudden you'll love me.
Okay. a lot of people take pictures with you in the arena.
They do. I mean, I take pictures with everyone because I just do it. I'm a fan. I'll take a picture. Yeah. I won't ever. I had people come up and ask me to sign their jerseys.
Yeah.
And sign something. And I'm like, I'm not signing a jersey or anything.
What if someone comes up to you in a white sports coat? Will you sign that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I would sign that.
Where did the white sports coat come from?
So it came from my dad. My dad, over the course of his life, he needed to find a way to stand out from the crowd. And the idea of everyone wearing a suit. It's just plain old suit. Come up with a white suit. And so he started wearing this cream suit and this ponytail. I'm not doing a ponytail. No, I tried that. It didn't work. But the white suit kind of took off. You don't see anybody ever wearing white suits. That's just you just don't.
Yeah.
And seeing that, I was like, well, if he's coming to the games, you know, wearing a white suit, maybe after I should start doing that. And he started to come less games. And I kind of donned the cream suit. And it's been an absolute, awesome thing, keeping the torch, alive, especially with the white suit.
Yeah. Yeah, and you travel as well. I mean, I've seen you in Vegas. I've seen you in, you know, Arizona, obviously. There are some other cities. And I've seen the bang sign actually travel.
It does travel. I've been to a bunch of arenas. Excuse me, sorry. Usually what I do is I wait till the second half of the season and I see the teams that are tanking. I see their seats going down, and all of a sudden the front row seats pop up, and I'm like, "Well, I will take those. I will only go see the Stars. I will not go see any two random teams. I'm a Stars man through and through, and I want to sit as close to the action as possible. But also, I make sure that the seating of where I sit, is known too.
Have you ever had eye contact with Jake Ottinger during a game?
Yeah. In Minnesota, then they skate around for the second period. Jamie and Tyler tap the glass, and everybody, you know, kind of just gets a nod. It's really, really cool. I try and be there for the second period skate because of that. And so many people, they sit there and they want to talk to me and meet me. And I'm like, don't do it after the first, do it after the second, because I won't talk to you. I got to go down to the seats, and I'm not as much as I want to talk, you know, hockey, I'm there for the game and I want to see the 2 points. It's just, you know, when people ask me to come see them, I'm like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm here to see you. Come see me. Come see me for a second.
Just for the simple fact, not your ego by saying that.
I'm here to watch hockey. I'm not here to socialize.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm here to socialize, but I want to see the 2 points.
Right. What would you say then to people that say, if you're just here to watch hockey, why not just get rid of the white jacket, get rid of the bang side, and enjoy the game?
Because my dad, I want to keep the tradition.
Okay, that's good. I mean, that's good that you're saying that, because people need to understand, as you just mentioned, the white jacket comes from the tradition.
Yeah, but now I've got alternates. got the green suit. Got the velvet suit. What else? I got another suit too.
Right.
But it's just for fun and games.
Yeah.
You know, I like it.
I will also say the following. You've also been criticized sometimes for your guests that you have with you. I'm not going to go into detail because it's not right. But I will say you have every right to bring whoever to the game you want.
I completely
agree. The fact
too.
That you haven't brought me to a game, that's bad.
You have season tickets.
I would wear the white jacket with you.
You know, you have season tickets. You know, did you know people dress up for me as Halloween?
That's great.
Dress up for Halloween.
If someone contacted you via Twitter and said, hey, I want to experience the bang experience, would you take them to a game?
Is she female or male?
It doesn't matter, man.
It does to me. I think
you go to like Stars watch parties too.
I do. I have. Yeah. I have. Not as many as I used to go to.
Right.
I used to be the diehard, you know, Stars watch party. I mean, it's all become routine for me these days. And that kind of, you know, sucks in a way that you sit there and you kind of mosey on through October and November to see where they're at. In December, you start to kind of look at the standings and maybe stay a little bit longer instead of leaving earlier. January, start to where you kind of look at and ramp things up. February, March, and April are preparing for the playoffs. And then, you know, it's full go for the playoffs.
Has there been a player or person in the Stars personnel office or someone in hockey that has said like, oh, yeah, it's the bang guy?
Every one of them. Every one of them.
You're a very polarizing figure.
I'm so glad I've got the executive support. And the player support, because those are the ones.
Yeah,
those are the ones that matter most. Doesn't care. I don't care what anybody says about my bang thing or do whatever. Right. If Jamie said stop doing it, I would stop doing it in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Well,
if they tell you to stop doing it, switch out bang for spits and suds.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Spits and suds. I get SNS.
I don't think anyone will know what that is.
Oh yeah,
but that's okay. I mean, we're growing. We're growing.
Absolutely, so
we'll get there eventually. This has been fun. It's been painless.
Fun.
It's amazing how fast it's already been 20 minutes.
Has it been 20 minutes?
It's been 20 minutes that we've been talking about you, and I just, as I told you before, I just wanted to humanize you.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Because you said some things that people will think are polarizing.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you don't have to do that. But I also think that there's a guy behind there that is a massive Stars fan.
Yes.
And you're a character, and you know, dressing up for you is like going to a game, and like you're part of the action.
I wish I wasn't. It's just, I wish I were just there. I mean, I'm a passionate fan in general.
Right.
Which is, you know,
but we also
good
have to
bad.
Point out that you play club hockey too.
I did play club hockey.
So it's not like you're just a novice of this game. You know,
I grew up playing hockey.
Yeah.
I took the Texas progression where it was street, roller, then ice. So I didn't get on the ice for a while, but my dad rented the Addison Isoplex like at 11 p.m. Those 11 p.m. when there's nobody skating. He'd rent those, you know, every few weeks or so. We just go and skate, and I played travel hockey, and stopped when I was at Arizona State, and then came back and helped start the hockey program for Dallas Baptist, and ended up scoring the very first goal.
Nice,
absolute garbage goal too. of all the people in the world.
Somehow I picture you as a scrapper.
Oh God, I'd get leveled. I leveled every single game. And the worst part about me getting leveled is I get back up, and the goons, they hate that. They absolutely hate it when you get back up. But in 2012, this is funny. In 2012, when Jim Leitz told me to stop banging on the glass, and I came up with the sign, I had a proposal for him. It was my senior year of Dallas Baptist, and I wanted to skate the American Airlines. I wanted to skate for a game at the American Airlines Center. And Jim Leitz said, "All right, fine, we'll give you an hour and a half of ice time," and We ended up buying the other, because it takes a three-hour purchase, 3 hours for the game. So
you use this negotiation.
We got an hour and a half from them, and then we purchased the other hour and a half.
You got to play club hockey on the American Airlines.
Correct. We were the first teams to play on.
Nice.
On the American Airlines service, and the Zamboni came up to me and said they said, "Man, we love you to death. We'll be here for you," and all that stuff. I was like, "My goodness, you know, this is so cool."
Wow.
And then, so I got to skate my last collegiate hockey game at the American Airlines Center, and we played Texas State, and I got like 2 points.
Nice.
I get the points. I pass the puck tape to tape. I'm a very, very accurate passer. I don't shoot the puck. I do not shoot the puck.
You're like Matt Duchene.
I would much rather see the beautiful pass to the person that scores.
Yeah.
It is the pass is so much better than the shot.
It's hilarious that you came in here and you're like, yeah, now you're all comfortable and telling stories.
Oh man.
I told you when you appear on Spits and Suds that this will be a comfort level.
So I got stories for days.
The deal is, Stars fans, is like, whether you love them or hate them, I thought it was a good perspective to see what is Nick Marok, otherwise known as the Bang Guy. You will see him soon at Stars games. So I thought it was a kind of an interesting perspective as we make our way to the 2024-2025 season. We're going to have a big week of shows this week on Spits and Suds, so stay tuned.
Wait, hold on. Speaking of staying tuned, I don't know.
You just stopped my show.
Just two seconds. For 2 seconds. Listen, I don't know if you remember me tweeting about getting tickets. I wanted to offer Friday. I wanted to offer Saturday's tickets to a fan that follows you guys and follows me, and we'll randomly pick the winner on.
If you want to do that, I want to do that. Yeah, I can't do that, but you can.
I'll do it. I want to make sure you guys.
That's fine. If someone wants to tweet at Nick and mention Spits and Suds, then Nick can pick the winner.
It's growing the show. growing the game and growing for the Metroplex. I wanted, and listen,
this can be your contest, you everything. So this is
My contest. I want to make sure that you guys are.
We fall under different rules and categories, sir.
What kind of rules?
Well, we're affiliated with a radio station, so therefore you can't.
This is just two friends talking. Don't worry about that. But
all right, that's fine. The offer's up.
And listen, it might be preseason, but man, there's still glass. We pay full prices.
I know.
And we get full benefits at just as a preseason game as you do a regular season game.
Right.
You get the Patron Lounge. You get the parking spot. And you get the glass seats. I want to make sure two special Stars fans get a chance to experience that.
So Stars fans, reach out to Nick Maroc. What's your Twitter handle? At Nick Maroc?
At N Maroc.
At N Maroc.
Yeah.
And you'll see he's the bang guy, and he'll be there in full effect this season. So I can finish the show now, right?
Sure, yeah. I was going to say you can finish now.
That's going to do it for another edition of Spitz and Suds, one of the more interesting editions of Spitz and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day, everyone.